top of the fourth inning. Wausau coming to the plate. Molly Mushinski will lead things off for Wausau. And the first pitch misses from Allison Pajaski for ball one. One and nothing. Here's the rock and the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike one. Mushinski is one for one. She singled her first time up. Lights have been turned on here in Marathon. Pitch misses up and away for ball two. Two balls, one strike, and the fire. Swing and a miss. Good fastball from Pajaski. Big cut from Mushinski and came up empty. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Little looper foul down the first base side. Two and two. Stepping back in. Right-handed batter's box is Mushinski. Here's the fire. Bounces in there. Scoots to the backstop. And the count will run full. Three balls and two strikes. Taking a moment. Now stepping back on the rubber is Pajaski. And he'll fire a fastball swing and a miss for strike three. So strikeout. That is strikeout number six for Allison Pajaski. And that will bring up Brooklyn Freiberg for Wausau. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Brooklyn Freiberg walked her first time up. Taking a moment again at the back of the circle is Allison Pajaski. We saw that rhythm during the high school season. 0-1, drops down low on a fastball. And the count evens up at 1-1. Here's the rock and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Some good giddy up on that fastball from Allison Pajaski. A little tardy with Freiberg, and the count goes to 1-2. Ready to go is Pajaski. Here's the rock and the pitch. There's a little pop. Foul territory, first base side, and a good running grab by Sophia Kahn. In fact, came right into the fence. Did not let that fence bother her one bit. Makes the good play in foul territory for out number two. Just to my left as Kahn came over. And now Nora Hintz will step in for Wausau. Here's the pitch, and there's a fall back. Strike one. Four to three, top of the fourth inning here from Marathon. Wausau with the lead. Nora Hintz 0 for 1 so far tonight. Here's the pitch. Drops a little bit low, trying to frame it with Kraut Kramer. Does not get the call, and the count evens up at 1-1. Right-hander stares in to Kraut Kramer. Here's Pajaski's pitch. Another fastball that drops a little bit low. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. Right-handed batter waits. Pajaski toes the rubber. Here's the rock and the pitch. Fastball right down the chute, and that will even things up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Fastball just missed. Oh, no, it did. Caught the outside corner. A little bit of a delayed call, but that looked like right on the corner on the outside part of the plate. And Nora Hintz goes down looking. Three up and three down for Wausau in the fourth. We are halfway through. Middle of the fourth inning. Wausau 4, Marathon 3. This is Wausau American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Shifts in the market don't need to disrupt your long-term financial goals. Hi, I'm Peter Gunn, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together on an investment strategy for long-term results. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Start by giving me a call at 715-849-5258 or emailing at peter.gunn@edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Wausau 4, Marathon 3. Leading things off for Marathon is Kayla Freund. And it's a one ball and no strike count. And there's a fastball that misses low and outside. And the count goes to 2 and nothing. So 4-3, bottom of the fourth inning. Bodner to the plate. That's in at the knees for a called strike 1. So Marathon, a little momentum now. They got that 3-run rally in the bottom of the third and then a 1-2-3 frame in the top of the fourth. There's a pop again right near us, and it'll be over our heads and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Carla Freund is 0-for-1. She was a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Very calm right now. The wind has again gone to nothing. Pitch misses low and inside, and the count runs full 3-2. We saw it bump up a little bit just after the rains came, but now again the flag is limp. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and that's out number 1. Up next, Odessa Arneson, the right fielder for Marathon. Arneson grounded out to second base her first time up. Kenna Gill back in right field after playing the last inning at second, and back in at second base is Balen Holstrom. Swing and a miss for strike 1. Adriana Bodner fires. Swing and a miss, and that's strike 2. Nothing and two quickly. It looks like finding that rhythm again is Adriana Bodner. She's ready. Fires. Just off the outside corner. That's ball 1. Chase Westfall waits on deck for Marathon. Bodner toes the rubber. Here's the wind and the pitch. Oh, missing on the release point that time. It rolls in there. And the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And actually, that was one out in the inning. That's the second out. Back-to-back strikeouts. 5 strikeouts now for Bodner in 3 2/3 innings. And next up will be Chase Westfall for Marathon. Westfall struck out her first time up. Swing and a miss, and that's strike 1. Yeesh. Put on a jacket, it got drenched in the rainfall. 0-1. There is a good fastball in there for strike 2 called. Looking for a quick 1-2-3 inning is Adriana Bodner for Wausau. The lefty rocks, deals. There's a pop right behind home plate. Making the call, making the grab is Carly Clues, and that is a very quick 1-2-3 inning. So Wausau went down 1-2-3 in the top half of the frame, and now Marathon goes down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. And a 4, it is Wausau 4, Marathon 3. This is Post 10 American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Honey.
Yes, dear?
I was watching one of those home improvement shows, and I got an idea. How would you like to remodel our bathroom?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea how to even start a remodeling project.
You could go down to Priceless Building Center. It's right next to Builder's Corner Cabinetry on Washington Street. They have everything you need for any home improvement project.
Visit Priceless Building Center and Builder's Corner Cabinetry for all your home improvement needs. Located at 825 Washington Street in Wausau. Priceless Building Center, the home improvements warehouse.
Top of the fifth inning, Wausau top of the order. Valerie Smogaleski will lead things off, and the first pitch from Allison Pajaski is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Wausau 4, Marathon 3. Mallory Smogaleski, Baylen Holstrom, and Taylor Defner due up for Wausau. Here is the pitch. There is a fastball in there for a called strike one. One ball and one strike, Mallory Smogaleski. Right-handed hitter waits. Here's the pitch. Good cut, but falls it straight back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-2. Again, very calm conditions. Turning into a very pleasant evening after some of the storms that rolled through earlier. Fastball rises up and out of the strike zone, and that evens things up at 2-2. Smogaleski reached on an error, scored a run in the first. Struck out in the second. There's a chopper off the mid of the pitcher, picked at second by Freund, flips the first in time for the first out of the inning. So that is six consecutive batters retired by Allison Pajaski. And now stepping in is Baylen Holstrom, the second baseman. Holstrom singled, scored the first Wausau run back in the first inning, and then grounded out to third base and Chase Westfall in the third. 1-2. Fastball pops into the mitt of Emma Krautkramer for strike one called. Baylen Holstrom, number 11 on the back of the jersey. Dark blue jersey for Wausau. Here's the pitch. There's a bunt picked up by the pitcher. Pajaski fires the first in time. 1-3 on that put out for out number two. And that will bring up Taylor Defner. Defner is having a good evening. She is 2-for-2. She had an RBI single in the first, and then a single and a run scored in the third. There's a fastball on the outside corner for strike one called. Again, looks like Pajaski has found herself a very good rhythm here in the middle part of the game. Swing, a foul tip held on to by Krautkramer, and it's quickly 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Taylor Defner. Right-handed batter. Pajaski's pitch. Swing and a miss and another quick 1-2-3 inning for Allison Pajaski. Eight strikeouts now for the Marathon hurler. End of 4.5. It is Wausau 4, Marathon 3. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform your home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for your kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, we bring your vision to life. From concept to completion, with expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all your home upgrade needs. Proudly serving you from our locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Check them out at www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
Thank you.
Marathon coming to the plate in the bottom half of the fifth inning, trailing Wausau Post 10 by a score of 4-3. First pitch of the inning from Adriana Bodner, a little bit up and out of the strike zone, taken for ball one by Paige Martin. Martin, who started that three-run rally back in the third with a single, and there's a fly ball center field, but right in her tracks to make the grab for Wausau is Mallory Smogaleski. Well hit ball by Martin, but right to the center fielder, one up and one down. So now five batters retired in a row for Adriana Bodner for Wausau. Top of the order, Danica Stouse. She drilled a two-run homer over the center field fence her last time up. Ground ball towards second base. Baylen Hallstrom will scoop, flip the first in time. 4-3 on the putout, and two up and two down for Marathon. A very efficient start to this bottom of the fifth inning for Adriana Bodner for Wausau. And now Allison Pajaski, the number two hitter and pitcher, will step in for Marathon. Pitch is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Here's the rock and the pitch. There's a good fastball on the outer portion of the plate, taken for strike one called. Pajaski walked and scored her last time up in the third. She is 0 for 1. 1-1. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Coming over and making the running grab from third base is Madison Krause. And that is out number three. So three up and three down for Marathon in the fifth. Heading to the sixth, it's Wausau 4, Marathon 3. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hi, Jamie Schley here, agent with American Family Insurance. Do you know what it takes to make homeownership dreams a reality? American Family Insurance employees and agency owners and their local communities too. That's why I'm proud to support American Family's work with Habitat for Humanity. Just another reason why life's better when you're under our roof.
Contact Jamie Schley, agent at Jamie Schley Agency, LLC at 715-359-2400 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Right-hander had 1-2-3 innings, both in the fourth and the fifth. In fact, she has retired the last eight batters she has faced, but Wausau still holds a 4-3 lead. For Wausau, it will be Carly Clues, Madison Krause, and Adriana Bodner, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. Clues had a double, scored a run in the third, had an RBI ground ball back in the first. She is 1-2. First pitch from Pajaski is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. So 4-3, Wausau with two runs in the first and the third. Marathon, all three of their runs in the bottom of the third. There's a foul ball off the screen, and the count is 1-1. Sun is setting beyond the center field fence, and we're actually seeing the sun. We haven't seen much of it. A little bit of sunshine here late, well, actually early in the evening. And the pitch misses up high, and the count goes to 2-1 on Carly Clues. Again, glad you could be with us tonight here for this American Legion softball broadcast. There's a high fly ball right field side going back. That ball's way back, and the ball is all the way to the fence. Rounding first, heading the second. Keeping on her horses, Carly Clues. Rounding third. She'll take the big turn and then stop right there. Boy, she ripped that one hard into deep right field. And she had ideas of trying to go all the way around, but the throw came to the plate. Smart move with nobody out. And Wausau has a insurance run in scoring position with nobody out. Well, Clues was 3-for-3 last night. She is 2-for-3 tonight. So, again, swinging a very good bat. And now an RBI chance for Madison Krause. She had an RBI single her last time up. Big cut, followed straight back to the screen for strike one. Krause is 1-for-2, and that RBI single in the third. So 4-3, and that was the first Wausau base runner since Carly Clues had the, actually since Madison Krause had the single in the third. There's a little flare off the end of the bat. Goes foul first base side. Count is nothing and two. So now with a runner on third and nobody out, Allison Pajaski would look for a strikeout in this situation. Been a good one here as we, again, had a couple of very short rain delays back in the second inning. And the pitch. Fastball a little bit up and out of the strike zone. One ball and two strikes. Stepping back into the right-handed batter's box is Madison Krause. 1-2. There's a ground ball pulled foul, third base side. Again, don't forget, you can hear all of our broadcasts on our as a podcast. Go to WXCO.FM and then click on air, the on air tab, and then find WXCO Sports, or else you can get it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. Good cut by Krause, stays alive again at 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Right-handed batter. Pajaski toes the rubber, looks in, gets the target from Krautkramer, and delivers. There's a looping line drive. It'll be picked at second base. Flipped the first in time, but that will score a run. 4-3 put out, but scoring on the play is Krause. I should say is Clues. Second RBI for Krause. And Wausau now leads 5-3. So one out, nobody on base for Adriana Bodner. Fastball down low for ball one. Bodner throws left-handed but hits right-handed. One oh. There's a line drive into left field. That's going to be extra bases. Rolls all the way to the fence. Rounding first, heading into second with a stand-up double is Adriana Bodner. She hit that ball on the screws right down the left-hand left field line. So another runner in scoring position for Wausau. We'll get a runner. As the last out is always the courtesy runner for the pitcher. And that will be Madison Krause. So she'll get back out onto the field, onto second base. But now Kenna Gale will step in for Wausau. Pajaski rocks, deals. Looking to bunt, and she'll follow it back to the screen. No balls and one strike. Kenna Gale is grounded out twice. Had a bunt attempt where she's thrown out on a bang-bang play, and then grounded to the first baseman. Another square round. Bunt, a good bunt. Picked up by Krautkramer. Fires the first, not in time. A bunt single for Kenna Gale. Nicely done by Gale. Boy, she laid it down, and then from the left-handed box, able to get there for the single. Advancing to third on the play is Bodner. It was a good play by Krautkramer. Got to it quickly, but the bunt was just too good. Now it's Molly Mushinsky. The pitch is up. On the move is Kenna Gale. She'll go to second without a throw. So now second and third with one out for Wausau. Mushinsky is singled and struck out. 1-2. One ball, no strikes. Another fastball up and out of the zone. Count goes to 2-0. Top of the sixth inning. One run in for Wausau, who leads 5-3. Pajaski's pitch, line drive, snagged at second base by Kayla Freund. Boy, that ball was hit right on the screws by Mushinsky, and that was a terrific play at second base for Marathon. Backhanded. And good base running by Gale. She got back to the bag. That easily could have been a double play if she just took off thinking that was going to be a base hit. So now two outs in the inning, and Brooklyn Freiburg takes a pitch for strike one. Squared the bunt, pulled it back, but it was in the zone. Freiburg is walked and popped up. Pajaski to the plate. Fastball in there for strike two, called outside corner. So nothing and two. Trying to keep Marathon within two is Allison Pajaski. The righty's ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and getting a piece of it. Staying alive is Brooklyn Freiberg. And it remains nothing and two. Towing the rubber again is the right-hander. Here's the pitch. Misses on a fastball, a little bit low, perhaps a tad inside. And the count goes to one and two. Working quickly is Allison Pajaski. Has the target. 1-2 pitch. Foul tip. So battling right here is Brooklyn Freiberg. Stays alive at one ball and two strikes. Five to three, Wausau with the lead, top half of inning number six. Pajaski toes the rubber, rocks and deals. Check swing, but it's called strike three. Wausau does add a run in the sixth inning. One run, three base hits, two runners left on base. End of five and a half. It is Wausau 5, Marathon 3. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Shifts in the market don't need to disrupt your long-term financial goals. Hi, I'm Peter Gunn, an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Let's work together on an investment strategy for long-term results. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Start by giving me a call at 715-849-5258. Or emailing at peter.gunn@edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch from Adriana Bodner is up and away for ball one. Sophia Kahn will lead things off, the number three hitter, followed by Morgan Sorge and Reagan Martin for Marathon as Wausau leads 5-3. Fastball misses up and away, and that's ball two. Sophia Kahn grounded out in the first, reached on an error in the third. Hit the ball hard in the third. Pitch is low and inside, and that's ball three. Well, you don't want to put anybody on base, bring that potential tying run to the plate. There's a ground ball swinging, 3-0, right back to the pitcher, and Bodner fires the first in time. 1-3 on the putout for out number one. Up next will be the left fielder, Morgan Sorge. Sorge singled her last time up. She's also reached on an error, 1-2. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Right back at it, Bodner's 0-1. There's a roller, third base side, it will stay fair. Long throw across, in the dirt, gets away. Rounding first, heading to second is Sorge, and she'll be there. Right at the line. That was a tough play for Krause. Had to get rid of it quickly, but it was down in the dirt. It didn't take much of a bounce. That ball kind of skidded on the wet dirt. But runner on second, one out now for Marathon. Reagan Martin, the center fielder, up next for Marathon. Here's the pitch. There's a little roller, first base side. It's going to be a tough play, and it's not going to be a play. Little roller. Ended up going to second baseman Baylen Holstrom, but had no play. Infield single. Now runners on the corners and one out for Marathon. So now the tying run is on base for Marathon. And catcher Emma Krautkramer coming up next. So runners on the corners, one out, 5-3. Bottom of the sixth inning. There's a hard hit grounder into center field for a base hit. Rounding second, heading to third is Martin. Here comes the throw, and she's in safely. And now heading to second, the lead run, Krautkramer. She goes to second on the throw. It's an RBI single for Krautkramer, and it's now 5-4. Runners on second and third, and one out. So the tying run on third, the lead run on second for Marathon, and we're going to get a pitching change here for Wausau. So pitching change for Post 10. We'll tell you about the new pitcher coming up next. 5-4, Wausau over Marathon, bottom of the sixth inning. American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blaze the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Pitcher for Wausau Post 10. Very tough situation. Runners on second and third. One out in a 5-4 game. There's a pitch up and out of the strike zone for ball one to Kayla Freund. So now Marathon, who's trailed throughout this game. Wausau took the lead back in the first, top of the first inning, but now tying run at third. Here's the 1-0. There's a square on a bunt attempt. It'll be fouled back. 1-1. So a squeeze play being put on by Marathon. One ball, one strike, one out. Reagan Martin is on third base. Emma Krautkramer on second. Nora Hintz rocks, fires. There's another bunt attempt, and again, squeeze play on, fouled off. So now one ball and two strikes. So now contact will be looked for from Kayla Freund to try to get that runner in. Hintz is ready. 1-2 pitch. Fouling it back, fighting that one off, staying alive at 1-2 is Freund. Staring in his hints towards her catcher, Carly Clues. Hints, rocks, deals. Inside, spinning away is Freund. It was not that far off the plate, but the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Nora Hintz, the right-hander's ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A big strikeout right there. So now two outs, runners on second and third, and that will leave it up to Odessa Arneson. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Tying run 60 feet away, the lead run at second for Marathon. Here's the pitch. Up and out of the strike zone. One ball and one strike. One, one. There's a ground ball, third base side. Fair ball. No, it's foul ball. Foul ball. Again, bad angle here. And it's scooted into left field, but it was a foul ball. One ball and two strikes. Big situation right now. Arneson in the right-handed batter's box for Marathon. Nora Hintz is ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Hintz comes in and gets out of a major jam for Wausau. One run, two base hits, one error, and two runners left in scoring position for Marathon. End of six. It is Wausau 5, Marathon 4. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Honey.
Yes, dear?
I was watching one of those home improvement shows, and I got an idea. How would you like to remodel our bathroom?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea how to even start a remodeling project.
You could go down to Priceless Building Center. It's right next to Builder's Corner Cabinetry on Washington Street. They have everything you need for any home improvement project.
Visit Priceless Building Center and Builder's Corner Cabinetry for all your home improvement needs. Located at 825 Washington Street in Wausau. Priceless Building Center, the home improvement warehouse.
Top half of the seventh inning, 5-4, Wausau with the lead. Post 10, we'll have Nora Hintz lead off. And then the top of the order, Mallory Smogaleski and Baylen Holstrom. But boy, Hintz came in there second and third and one out and able to get back-to-back strikeouts and able to keep that one-run lead for Wausau. There's a ground ball, third base side. It is a foul ball. Just wide of the third base bag. Strike one. Thanks to our sponsors, again, of American Legion Softball, including American Family Insurance, Jamie Schley Agency, and Featherstone Cabinetry. There's a foul back. When you hear the spots, make sure that you remember them and thank them for their support in bringing this play-by-play broadcast of Post 10 American Legion Softball to you on 98.9 WXCO. Here's the pitch. Bounces in there. Ball one. One ball and two strikes. Here's the rock and the pitch. There's a line drive to center field, and making the leaping grab is Reagan Martin. That ball carried a little further than she thought. That ball was hit really hard by Nora Hintz. It almost ended up over the center fielder's head. She came in a couple of strides and then leaped up and made the snag. So now top of the order, and Mallory Smogaleski for Wausau. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Smogaleski has scored a run tonight, but is 0 for 3. Reached on an error, scored a run in the first. Pitch from Pajaski is in there for a called strike one. One ball, then one strike. The rock in the pitch. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Coming in and making the running grab from shortstop is Danica Stoss. So two up and two down for Wausau. And next up will be Baylen Holstrom. Baylen singled and scored back in the first. She is 1 for 3. Here's the pitch. Drops a little bit down low for a ball. Wausau scored twice in the first. Twice in the third to lead 4-0. Marathon scored three in the bottom of the third to make it 4-3. Wausau run in the top of the sixth. Marathon a run in the bottom of the sixth. 5-4 is the score. Fastball misses inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Allison Pajaski has gone all the way for Marathon. Here's the pitch. Fastball, outside corner, called strike one. Two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Good one. Pops into the mid of Emma Krautkramer. Strike two called. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Misses away. And the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Staring in for the target is Pajaski. Here's the payoff pitch. There's a looping liner towards short. Danica Stoss will pick. Fire across in time. 6-3 on the putout. A 1-2-3 inning for Post 10 in the top of the seventh. Bottom of the seventh on tap. Last chance for Marathon as they trail Wausau 5-4. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform your home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for your kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, we bring your vision to life. From concept to completion, with expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all your home upgrade needs. Proudly serving you from our locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Check them out at www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Wausau 5, Marathon 4. Be the 8-9-1 hitters, excuse me, the 9-10-1 hitters for Marathon. Chase Westfall, Paige Martin, and Danica Stouse. And so obviously, don't want anybody on base if you're Wausau before Stouse comes to the plate. She drilled a two-run homer earlier in the game. So Nora Hintz will try to close this one out in the circle. Earned the save for Adriana Bodner. Here's the pitch. There's a little pop in front of the plate, and making the running grab is the catcher, Carly Clues. Got out of the crouch very quickly on a very low pop-up. Would have been a tough play if that ball hits the ground. Perhaps it would have had the spin, the English, to go foul, but still, good play by the Wausau catcher. So one pitch and one out in the bottom of the seventh, and now Paige Martin. Here's the pitch. Strike one on the inside corner. Martin singled and scored in the third, and then hit the ball hard in the fifth, a fly ball to center field. 0-1 pitch. Inside corner for strike two called. I don't think Marathon cared for the call, but nevertheless, no balls and two strikes. Hintz is ready. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball, third base side. It is a foul ball. So we'll do it again at 0-2. Been an entertaining game here tonight from Marathon. Glad you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO. So no balls and two strikes on Paige Martin. Here's the pitch. Holding up on her cut is Martin, and it's missing up inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ready again is Nora Hintz. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, and the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Nora Hintz is ready. Here's the rock and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And now the big challenge, Danica Stouse. Danica Stouse hit a ringing two-run homer over the fence in center field back in the third inning. She's also singled. She is 2-for-3. Nora Hintz fires. Inside corner for strike one called. 0-1. Boy, Hintz has come out and done the job. Four batters faced, four batters retired. Here's the pitch. Ground ball off the shortstop. Picked up. Fire across. Not in time. And the throw gets away to the near side, but covering nicely is Gale. Boy, that's a big play by the Wausau right fielder because holds the runner at first base. Hard hit ground ball. Defner could not handle it. And the inning stays alive for Marathon. And Allison Pajaski will now step to the plate. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball. Pull foul, third base side. Well, going right down to the nub here in Marathon. Here's the pitch. Runner on the move. Throw down to second. And sliding in safely with the stolen base is Danica Stoss. So now the tying run is in scoring position for Marathon. One ball and one strike. There is a pitch at the knees on the outer portion for strike two called. So now Marathon down to their final strike. Allison Pajaski, 0 for 2, did walk and score a run in the third. Nora Hintz fires. Just missing. Oh, I think Wausau wanted that one, but does not get the call. And the count goes to 2-2. Here's the pitch. Up and in. And the count runs full, 3-2. Nora Hintz is ready. Here's the rock and the payoff pitch. There's a ground ball in the left field for a base hit. Rounding third. Here comes the tying run as Stoss will score on the RBI single by Allison Pajaski. And it's now 5-5. A two-out rally here in the seventh for Marathon. So now the winning run on base and stepping to the plate will be Sophia Kahn for Marathon. So we're going to get some more softball. We were right on the edge of Wausau closing this one out to make it back-to-back W's, but now there's still some work to be done. Sophia Kahn, left-handed batter. Nora Hintz toes the rubber. Here's the rock and the pitch. Way up high, runner on the move. Oh! And on the throw, it actually hit the batter, and there will be interference on the batter, Sophia Kahn. Boy, that's a break for Wausau because that was a high pitch. It would have been a very tough play to get the runner at second, but the batter was in the way, and interference is called on Sophia Kahn, and the runner is called out. So that will end the seventh inning for Marathon. But they do get a run on one hit. There was an error, and nobody left on base. So now we will head to the eighth. Wausau 5, Marathon 5. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Shifts in the market don't need to disrupt your long-term financial goals. Hi, I'm Peter Gunn, an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Let's work together on an investment strategy for long-term results. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Start by giving me a call at 715-849-5258 or emailing at peter.gunn@edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, Jamie Schley here, agent with American Family Insurance. Do you know what it takes to make homeownership dreams a reality? American Family Insurance employees and agency owners and their local communities too. That's why I'm proud to support American Family's work with Habitat for Humanity. Just another reason why life's better when you're under our roof.
Contact Jamie Schley, agent at Jamie Schley Agency, LLC at 715-359-2400 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Heading to the top of the eighth inning, Wausau 5, Marathon 5. And for Wausau in the top of the eighth, Taylor Deffner, Carly Clues, and Madison Krauss. Taylor Deffner is 2 for 3, had an RBI single in the first, had a single, scored a run in the third, struck out in the fifth. Allison Pajaski in the circle for Marathon. Here's the rock and the pitch. There's a looping line drive into center field for a base hit. Third base hit of the game for Taylor Deffner. And the lead run on base for Wausau. Next up is Carly Clues, the catcher. Here is the rock and the pitch. Misses a little bit up, and that's ball one. Carly Clues has been red hot. She had three hits yesterday and has two more hits here today. Here's the pitch. Hangs up on that cut, and the pitch ends up high and out of the zone. So, 2-0 here on Carly Clues. Here's the pitch, and it'll be followed straight back. Strike one. Two balls and a strike. Looking in is Pajaski. Here's the pitch. Catches the outside corner, and that evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. 5-5 game. Wausau had led throughout. They took the lead in the top of the first, but now Marathon ties it up with two outs in the seventh. There's a liner that goes foul, just ducking out of the way is the first base coach. Two and two on Carly Clues. Clues had a double and a triple here tonight. Has scored a pair of runs and also driven in one. 2-2. Check swing on that rising fastball. Holding up was Carly Clues. And the count runs full, 3-2. Pajaski to the plate. There's a liner into right field for a base hit. Rounding second, heading to third is Defner. So Defner got her third base hit of the game, and now third base hit for Carly Clues. And Wausau has something going. Well, Clues, six hits and seven at-bats in the last two games. It's been quite a 24-hour run, and now we're going to get a pitching change for Marathon. So a pitching change for Marathon here in the top of the seventh, I think so at least, or else the coach is just taking the ball to dry it off. I just assume when you take the ball that it means it's a pitching change, but I'm not sure here. I think that Pajaski is still in the circle as they have the conversation, but wait and see. As right now, I'd be surprised if you remove Allison Pajaski. She is definitely the number one for Marathon. She had a terrific high school season for the Marathon High School Red Raiders. And I think, well, the umpire comes out now to break up this meeting. Yeah, but it was just the coach drying off the ball. So he took the ball, now hands it back to Allison Pajaski. So not surprised. But now, a chance for Madison Krause to give Wausau the lead. Krause is 1-for-3, has a pair of RBI. Here's the pitch. Runner on the move, pitch taken up high, and in without a play at second base is Madison Krause. So now second and third, nobody out. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. There's a high fly ball, right center field, and it'll be grabbed. Runner at third will tag. Here comes the throw to the plate. It'll be late. Sacrifice fly, RBI for Madison Krause. Scoring is Defner, and Wausau regains the lead 6-5. Going to third on the play as well was Carly Clues. So three RBIs now in the game for Krause. Now stepping in is Adriana Bodner. There's a ground ball in the center field for a base hit. And now rounding first as it's bobbled, but staying there at first is Bodner. Coming in to score is Clues. Another RBI hit, and the Patriots take a 7-5 lead. Hard hit ball right back through the middle. Second base hit for Adriana Bodner. And now Kenna Gale, who is 1-for-3, will step in. There's a bunt picked up by Krautkramer. The catcher fires the first in time. So the sacrifice will get Bodner to second base with two outs. and Molly Mushinsky, who had a single back in the second and was robbed of a hit by second baseman Kayla Freund in the sixth, will step in. Pitch is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Boy, Mushinsky hit the ball as hard as he could the last time up, but a backhanded stab to her right by Kayla Freund took away an RBI hit. Fastball down low from Pajaski, and the count goes to 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Pajaski to the plate. There's a pop, first base side, and they'll be out of play. Two balls and a strike. Pajaski rocks and deals. Misses away, and that's ball three. Three balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. Catches the inside corner, and the count runs full, 3-2. Trying to keep it a two-run game for Marathon is Allison Pajaski. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, but Wassa does get a pair in the seventh. Two runs on three base hits and one runner left on base. Heading to the bottom of the eighth, it is Wassa 7, Marathon 5. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Honey.
Yes, dear?
I was watching one of those home improvement shows, and I got an idea. How would you like to remodel our bathroom?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea how to even start a remodeling project.
You could go down to Priceless Building Center. It's right next to Builder's Corner Cabinetry on Washington Street. They have everything you need for any home improvement project.
Visit Priceless Building Center and Builder's Corner Cabinetry for all your home improvement needs. Located at 825 Washington Street in Wausau. Priceless Building Center, the home improvement warehouse.
Leading things off for Marathon in the bottom of the eighth inning, Sophia Kahn takes the first pitch for ball one. 7-5, Wausau with the lead. Nora Hintz in the circle for Wausau. Here's the rock and the pitch. Misses off the outside corner for ball two. 2-0. So Wausau, second straight inning, a chance to put the finishing touches on a back-to-back win here this week. Pitch misses low and outside, and that's ball three. Sophia Kahn, Morgan Sorge, and Reagan Martin do up here for Marathon in the bottom of the eighth. Nora Hintz looks in. Here's the pitch. Misses up and out of the strike zone, and that's ball four. So the potential tying run back at the plate for Marathon. Morgan Sorge, who had a single back in the third, steps in. There's a high pop-up third base side, but that will be out of play. Lands on the road, beyond the fence on the third base side. Strike one. Hints with the pitch. There's a little roller, third base side, but it'll go foul, and that's strike two. No balls and two strikes on Morgan Sorge. Nora Hintz, the second pitcher tonight for Wausau, came in with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Adriana Bodner with the first five and a third. Here's the pitch. It's